that marriage in our society is in trouble.
我想我们大家都知道，我们今天的社会婚姻出了很多的问题。
And I'm not talking about the gay marriage issue.
我现在不是要来讨论同性婚姻的问题。
I'm talking about heterosexual marriage.
我谈的是一般的异性婚姻的问题。
There's a lot of unhappiness and conflicts in marriages that, in our society.
在我们现在的社会里面，婚姻当中充满了很多的不幸跟冲突。
And they can be, in our, friends at work.
可能是我们工作上的同事、朋友。
It could be our neighbors.
可能是我们的邻居。
It could be within our own family.
还是我们自己的家人。
It could even be in our own marriage.
甚至是我们自己的婚姻。
There could be a lot of conflict.
有可能很多的冲突。
There can be a lot of unkind and hurtful words.
或者是很多的刻薄，很多的伤害的话语。
Maybe even yelling and screaming.
甚至大吼大叫的。
There could be frustration.
很多的挫折沮丧。
There could be nagging.
或者是牢骚怨言。
And this morning we want to look at a passage that, what the Bible teaches about marriage.
今天我们要看的经文是圣经怎么样教导我们来看婚姻。
Now, if you're single, I think you can still learn some things.
你如果还是单身，还没有结婚，你还是可以学到一些东西。
Maybe it'll help you to think about the person that you pick to get married.
可能会帮助你，你要找怎么样子的先生，或者是妻子。
But also, what we're going to talk about today helps us in many different relationships.
也可以帮助我们学习到各种不同的人际关系。
I think I've shared perhaps even in this congregation how these concepts helped me in my relationship with my former senior pastor, Pastor Kung.
我想我在这个堂会也曾经分享过这样的讯息，曾经怎么样的帮助我跟我以前的主任牧师相处。
Now many of you have you heard that the statement communication is key to your marriage.
很多人或许听过，沟通就是婚姻的关键。
And so when we hear that, we think, oh, I have to talk more with my spouse.
我们听到这个可能会想说啊，那我可能要多讲一些话跟我的配偶沟通。
And that might be true.
这可能也是对的。
But you'll find that in the passage today, the stress is not on talking.
但是我们今天的经文所要强调的不是讲话的沟通。
But what we would call non-verbal communication.
我们会叫做没有话语，没有言语的沟通。
And that's why I entitled this sermon, Communicating with Your Spouse Without Words.
所以我把今天的讲道取名叫做《近在不言中》。
Now, I want to draw your attention to one word in verse 1 and verse 7 of 1 Peter chapter 3.
我希望各位注意到第一节跟第七节的起头的用词。
And I understand that maybe the Chinese may not completely translated the same.
可能中文的翻译版本不未必跟英文的相同。
But I did check the Greek text, and it has this word that begins verse 1 and verse 7.
而在正经的希腊文的原文当中，第一节跟第七节都是这样开头的。
The word translated in English is likewise or in the same way.
翻译成英文或者中文就是说照样。
So when we see a word like that, we have to say the same way as what?
我们看到了之后会想，同什么样呢？照什么的样子呢？
And so we have to back up and look at what is Peter talking about in the previous chapter.
那我们就看看在之前彼得谈论了些什么。
And Peter is talking about the concept of submission.
彼得谈到了顺服的概念。
Now, submission is something that's misunderstood and certainly not a very popular concept today.
到今天的社会，好像顺服已经变得被误解了，变得好像不是很受欢迎的一个词句。
I would define submission as voluntarily putting yourself under the leadership or authority of someone else.
我对顺服的定义是这样子的，就是自愿的把你自己降服在其他人的权威或领导之下。
And Peter in chapter 2 talks about submission in different spheres.
彼得在第二章当中，在用不同的领域来谈论到顺服。
In verses In chapter 2, verse 13 to 17, he applies it to submitting to government authorities.
第二章十七节讲到顺服于政府的权威。
Verse 13 and 14, is it?
13节到14节。顺服要为主的缘故顺服人一切的制度，无论他是地上的君王，有权威的君王，或者是君王所差遣赏善罚恶的官员。
Secondly, he applies submission to servants submitting to their masters.
第二个，他讲到一个仆人怎么样子顺服他的主人。
In verse 18,
十八节
it says,
仆人啊，要顺服你们的主人，用各样的敬畏，不要不只是对那些良善的主人，连那些乖僻、不公义的也要顺服。
And then Peter talks about submission and uses Jesus Christ as an example.
彼得讲到顺服的时候，是用基督耶稣的顺服作为例子。
In verses 21 to 25, he talks about how Jesus Christ submitted himself to the Father.
21节到25节讲到主耶稣基督是怎么样的顺服天父的旨意。
Then he goes into chapter 3 and says, in the same way, wives, be submissive to your husbands.
然后到了第三章的时候，彼得就说，同样的，照样的，妻子也要这样子的来顺服丈夫。
And so we, this morning we want to look at these few verses.
今天早上我们就来探讨这几个经节。
And I must say it's not an easy sermon to prepare for.
这并不是一个很容易去准备的经节。
I can see why Pastor Daniel assigned me this passage.
所以我就知道为什么 Daniel 牧师要来叫我讲这几个经节。
And so he wanted me to deal with the hardest subject.
他要我来处理这最困难的部分。
And part of it is we only have a short period of time.
可是部分的原因就是因为我们的时间很短。
But I will try to make sure that we understand what Peter is trying to teach here.
可是我尽量让大家懂得说彼得到底在这里教导我们什么东西。
And try to answer at least some of the questions that we might have.
想办法来解答一些我们可能会有的疑问。
Because whenever we read a passage like this, we have lots of questions.
因为当我们读到这个经节的时候，我们可能有很多的疑问。
For instance, you might ask the question, why does Peter talk to the wives in six verses, the first six verses?
你可能会想说，彼得为什么用六节的经节来讨论做妻子的要怎么顺服？
But when he talks to the husband, he only uses one verse.
讲到丈夫，他只用一节经节而已。
We may say, that doesn't sound fair.
好像不太公平。
And so, we'll talk about that later.
我待会再来解答这个问题。
But first, let's look at these first six verses that are addressed to the wives.
我们先看看讲妻子的是哪这六个经节。
And I believe Peter makes four points in this section.
我相信彼得在这边讲了四个重点。
The first point is that wives are to be submissive to their own husbands.
第一个就讲到妻子要顺服丈夫。
We see this in the first verse of chapter 3.
第三章第一节就讲到这一节这个重点。
Likewise,
同样的
wives be subject to your own husband.
妻子要顺服自己的丈夫。
We first notice that this is a command.
我们注意到这是一个命令。
That it's not something that's optional.
不是可以选择的。
And it also describes not only a behavior, but also an attitude as well.
不是只讲到行为，而且还有讲到态度。
And the word to be subject to is actually a military term.
顺服、服从其实是一个军事用语。
It means to take the place or position under someone else.
就是你接受某个人的领导。
And so the idea is to put yourself under someone else's authority or leadership.
这个概念就是说你服从其他人的权威或者是领导。
Now, Peter tells us, gives us this command, but he doesn't give us the reason.
彼得这样子命令我们，不过他没有讲原因。
Why should wives submit to their husbands?
为什么让妻子要顺服丈夫呢？
We actually have to look at another passage to get this.
或许我们要可以看看其他的经节来了解这一段圣经。
We have to look at what Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24.
保罗在以弗所书当中也有提到。
In this verse, it says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord."
这边讲到妻子要顺服你们自己的丈夫，像顺服主一样。
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，就好像基督是教会的头一样，那教会是他的身体。
So Paul tells us that, says basically the same thing as Peter.
保罗基本上讲的跟彼得，保罗基本上讲的跟彼得讲的是一样的。
But he tells us that the reason is because God has designated the husband as the head of the home.
不过有讲到更具体，就是说神的计划就是要丈夫做妻子的一个家的头。
Now that word head literally can talk about a person's physical body, the head.
就是讲到一个身体的特征，头就是一个最重要的。
But we also understand that head can mean like the leader.
头也有领袖的意思。
However,He's not talking about a dictatorial type leader.
不过他不是讲到权威式的领导。
But he's talking about a loving leader, a servant leader.
他是讲到一个慈爱的拿了顺仆成仆人形样式的这样子的一个领袖。
Because Jesus is not a dictatorial leader, he's a servant leader, a loving leader.
因为主耶稣基督不是那种独裁式的领袖，他是一个仆人样式的领袖。
Now the Bible also teaches that men and women are equal before God.
圣经也讲到，在神的面前，男人跟女人是一样的，平等的。
In Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, the Bible says that there is no male or female in our salvation before Christ.
加拉太书三章二十八节有讲到，在基督里没有男女的分别。
But even though male and female are equal,They are not identical.
他们虽然是同等的，但他们不是同一的。
They have different functions or different roles.
他们有不同的功能，不同的角色。
We can see this, for instance, in different teams.
我们可以在不同的团队中看到这样子的情形。
We could talk about a sports team.
好像运动的球队。
And how members of a team may have different roles. They don't.Do exactly the same thing.
每个球员有不同的角色，他们扮演不同的功能，他们不是做一样的事情。
We saw before our music team leading us in singing.
我们刚才看到我们的音乐团队带领我们唱诗歌。
And someone has to take the lead.
有些人要带头的角色。
Someone needs to tell us when to start.
有些人要告诉我们什么时候开始。
Someone needs to tell us, do we sing faster or slower?
还是告诉我们唱快一点或唱慢一点。
And so even in a music team, there is, people are equal, but yet they have different roles.
像在乐队里面，每一个人扮演不同的乐器，但是呢，有不同的角色。
And perhaps the best example is the Trinity.
可能最好的一个例子就是三一的神。
Now, in the concept of the Trinity, we say God is in three persons.
就是三位一体的神。
And we say God the Father is God, Jesus Christ is God, the Holy Spirit is God.
天父是神，主耶稣是神，圣灵也是神。
They are equal in essence or nature.
在他们的本质上是同等的。
But they are different in function.
可是他们有不同的功用。
And you could see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
在哥林多前书里面，第三章有讲到，十一章第三节有讲到。
Because it says that the Son, Jesus Christ, is submitting himself to the Father.
主耶稣基督他是以儿子的角色来顺服天父。
And so,The best example of this, again, is the Trinity.
所以最好的例子就是三一的神。
And so, Paul, in the Ephesians passage, says that the husband is the head of the wife.
所以保罗在以弗所书当中有讲到丈夫是妻子的头。
He is the loving servant leader that is leading the family.
他是一个慈爱的，服侍的这种领袖来带领全家得益处。
He's not a leader that is just abusing people and trying to make life easy for himself.
他不是滥权，只对他自己有好处这样子的领袖。
God gives the husband the leadership so that he can serve the family.
神给了丈夫这种领袖头的角色，就是要来服侍家庭。
And he says it's very much like Jesus Christ in the church.
他说这就很像，好像是基督跟教会的关系。
That is the model for the husband.
这就是我们的一个典范。
That they are to lead as Christ leads the church.
就好像基督带领教会一样，丈夫带领这个家。
And this is something that is beyond culture and beyond societal norms.
这是透过文化的规范，社会的这种范畴。
For instance, it doesn't say, "Oh, whoever is smarter will be the head of the family."
他并不是说家里面看哪一个比较聪明就做头。
It designates the husband.
他就是指派丈夫来做头。
Now, you may not know my wife.
你可能不认识我太太。
But my wife is smarter than me.
我想我太太比我还聪明。
But God gave me the responsibility to be the husband, to be the head of the home.
可是神还是给我这个责任，要来做家庭的头。
And though, even though my wife is smarter than me, she submits to me.
虽然我太太比我聪明，她还是顺服我。
Now, it doesn't mean that she just does everything I say.
当然她也不是，我讲什么她就听什么。
It doesn't mean that I make all the decisions.
也不是我所有的决定都我做的。
If, as the head, I want to rely on a smarter person to give me advice.
做一个头，我也要依靠这个比我聪明的那一个来给我一些建议。
And so together we are able to lead our family.
一起的话，我们就可以带领我们的家庭。
But she voluntarily looks to me as the leader in the home.
可是她还是自愿的来顺服我，把我当做家里的头。
Let me give you another example.
我给你一个另外一个例子。
We know that the roads in Boston are very crazy.
我们知道波士顿的路都非常的不好走。
And we know that sometimes two roads merge together.
有时候两条路交叉交汇的时候。
And so you have two roads and they kind of meet together.
两条路合流的时候。
And if there's no signs, there could be a lot of chaos.
如果没有交通标志的话，可能就会有很大的混乱。
A lot of collisions.
有很多的碰撞。
People think that, well, whoever needs to go faster will go faster.
想冲快一点的就会冲快一点。
But the government realizes that's not a good thing.
政府知道这样子不行。
And so on one of the roads, they may put a sign, a triangular sign that says, yield.
其中有一条路，政府就会放一个三角形的标志，写一个让。
And so the ones that are on that, who see that sign, must yield to the person on the other road.
所以在走让的那一条就要让给另外一条路的人。
Because they recognize, you know, if they don't have a sign like that, there's going to be a lot of, you know, collisions.
因为如果没有这样的标志，很可能就会有一些碰撞产生。
And I would say, maybe this is very similar to God's design.
这很，我想这很，就很类似呢，神的一个设计。
That God has designated the husband as the lead.
神指派丈夫做头。
And the wife is to yield.
丈夫，妻子呢，顺服，让。
Again, it doesn't mean that one is superior and the other is inferior.
同样我再强调的是，并不是哪一个比较优先，哪一个比较劣等。
Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们回来看彼得前书第三章。
Notice in that verse, it says, be subject to your own husband.
讲到要顺服你自己的丈夫。
So, it's not saying all women should submit themselves to all men.
不是说所有的女人都要顺服所有的男人。
A woman can be the boss at work.
女性很可能在职场上是老板。
A woman can even be the president of the United States.
甚至当美国总统。
But in the sphere of the home and the church, God has designated the headship of the man.
但是讲到家庭跟教会，神就指派了人，男人做头。
Now, there are a couple of exceptions to submission.
当然，顺服上有一些例外。
One of the exceptions is if your husband asks you to do something that is wrong or sinful.
其中一个例外就是说，如果你的丈夫要你做的是一个犯罪、错误的事情。
Peter talks about the situation where the wife is a Christian, but the husband is not.
彼得讲到的情况是妻子已经顺主了、信主了，然后丈夫还没有。
And so what if the husband, who is the leader, says, I don't want you to believe in Christ any longer?
这个做头的丈夫就告诉你说，我不要你再信耶稣了。
Should the wife submit?
妻子应该顺服吗？
No.
不需要的。
Because there is a higher authority.
因为有一个更高的权威。
God is the higher authority.
神才是更高的权威。
And so even though the husband has authority, God is a higher authority.
所以尽管丈夫有这个权威，但是最高的权威在神。
We see this in Acts chapter 5, verse 29.
在使徒行传第五章第九节。
The apostles were told, don't preach the gospel.
门徒说不要传福音。
But the government officials wanted to restrict the preaching of the gospel.
政府官员要他们不要去限制他们传福音。
But Peter said, we have to obey God rather than man.
彼得说我们是顺服神，不是顺服人。
So if you're asked to do something, if you're a wife and you're asked by your husband to do something wrong, then you don't have to do it.
所以你的先生如果要求你做一些错的，不反而是你不用去做。
I think a second exception would be in the case of physical abuse.
第二个例外就是肉体上的虐待。
Unfortunately, that is a big problem in our society.
很不幸的，在我们的社会当中，这是一个很大的问题。
And I have counseled women who were in a physically abusive situation to physically leave that home.
我曾经辅导过一些被虐待的这样的妇人，我劝他们暂时的离开家。
Now, hopefully, it's temporary.
我相信，我希望这个是暂时的。
But I also want to protect the wife and perhaps the children.
但是我希望可以保护到这妻子或者他的小孩。
But please notice what is not an exception here.
可是要注意什么东西不是例外。
It doesn't say, oh, if your husband is an unbeliever, then you don't have to submit to him.
他并不是说你的丈夫还没有信主，你就不用去听他的。
In the first verse of chapter 3, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husband so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wife.
这里讲到说，同样，做妻子要顺服你自己的丈夫，所以如果有不幸的，他们也可以被你的妻子的行为，不是话语来感化过来。
Even if your husband is not a Christian, God still expects you to respect his leadership.
即使你的丈夫还没有信主，神还是希望你来尊敬你的丈夫，敬重他。
And what Peter is saying in this verse is that by your attitude and action of submission, you can even help win your husband to the Lord.
彼得讲到就是透过你的行为，你的态度，可以感化过你的丈夫来信主。
And so it's saying that, oh, if your husband is not a Christian, some Christian wives will say, maybe I should just leave this marriage.
有些人可能会想说，那我丈夫还没有信主，那我干脆就离开这个婚姻，不要算。
But Peter's advice, if the husband wants to stay in the relationship, is for the wife to be the best kind of wife possible.
彼得要我们说，如果你的丈夫愿意留下，愿意与你一起生活，你要做一个最好的这样妻子。
No, some wives think that, oh, I can help my husband become a Christian by nagging it up.
有些妻子会想说，只要我唠叨的够，我的先生就会跟我来信主。
But as someone had said, nagging will drive your husband crazy, but it won't drive him to Christ.
有人讲到，唠叨只会让你的丈夫受不了，不可能带他来信主的。
So the first point that Peter is making is for wives to be submissive to their own husbands.
这边 彼得就是讲到妻子要顺服自己的丈夫。
And the remaining three points in, for the wife is sort of an amplification of what it means to be submissive.
另外三点可能就是讲到说要怎么样子来顺服。
For instance, it says in verse 2, when they see your respectful and pure conduct.
第二节讲到看见你们的敬畏跟纯洁的品性。
So Peter is saying the wife should live in a way that people can see your respectful and pure behavior.
所以这边讲到就是做妻子的要可以让人看见你的敬畏跟纯洁的行为。
Respectful talks about the fact that there shouldn't be a sign of rebellion or resentment.
就是讲到没有这种敬畏就是说没有那种反抗或者是愤恨牢骚。
And pure means that the wife should not be deceptive or dishonest or manipulated.
纯洁就是说不说谎不欺骗也不掌控。
And the third point that Peter makes in this section is that the wife should be focused on the internal, not external.
第三节彼得强调就是说妇女要注重内在的不是注重外表的。
Verse 3 and 4 says, Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair, the wearing of gold, and the putting on of clothes, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is in God's sight, is very precious.
第三点讲到不要注重 外在的这个装饰，比方说变头发、戴金饰或者穿华丽的衣服，而是要以内在的内心的敬虔庄重纯洁的心作为不朽坏的装饰。
Now some churches when they read when they see these verses think that oh any woman that their hair braided or wearing gold you're sinning.
有些教会就会强调说有变头发戴金饰的那你就是犯罪。
But if that's true, then it also includes the putting on of clothing.
如果这样是真的是像他们讲的话，那穿衣服的话呢
？So I'm sure they don't want the women to go around naked.
他们当然不要女人都不穿衣服上街了。
No, what Peter is saying here is the emphasis should be on not the external but the internal.
彼得强调的是说，不要注重啊外表的，而是要看重内在。
And we know that particularly a lot of women spend a lot of time and money on the way they look.
尤其女人花很多的时间跟金钱在打扮她们更好看。
We can talk about cosmetics and clothes and shoes and jewelry and all kinds of different things.
有些人整形啊、美容啊、衣服啊、鞋子啊、戴珠宝啊，各种。
But God wants women to not focus on the external.
神要女人不要注重在外表的。
Now don't go the other extreme either.
当然也不要走极端。
He's not saying just neglect your appearance.
就是说不修边幅也没关系啦。
But the emphasis again is on the internal.
强调的是说内在的。
And the internal, he mentions two qualities here.
内在的是什么呢？他讲到两个特质。
One is called gentle.
一个就是温柔。
Now a lot of times people may not like that word.
有些人不喜欢这个字。
But it's a word that is used that Jesus used to describe himself.
但这个字是主耶稣他来形容他自己的一个字。
Jesus in Matthew 11:29 says, "I am gentle and lowly in heart."
马太福音11:29，主耶稣说：“你们要负我的轭，学我的样式，因为我心里柔和谦卑。”
Gentle actually means strength under control.
温柔就是柔和，但是而且有节制的力量。
It doesn't necessarily mean someone that is weak.
不是指软弱。
The second quality, internal quality, is quiet.
第二个内在的性质是安静。
Now, that word does not mean silent.
安静不是叫你不能说话。
It doesn't mean that women cannot talk.
女人不能说话，不是这个意思。
But it means calm and not combative.
是冷静而不好斗。
So it's not saying that women cannot speak. It's saying when you speak, it should be in a calm and not combative type of attitude.
就是讲说女人可以说话，但说话的时候是可以温柔、安静、冷静、和平的，不争竞的去说话。
The fourth point that Peter makes is found in verses 5 and 6.
第四点就是在第五节跟第六节里面讲到的。
And here he encourages the wives to follow godly, the example of godly women.
这边讲到他鼓励呢妇女要来效法圣经中的圣别妇女。
Now, I know many of us will go to the supermarket and at the checkout, there's lots of magazines.
我们去超市买东西要结账的时候看到出口的地方有很多的杂志。
And there are pictures of a lot of different celebrities, usually women, who look very beautiful.
各种的这个名流的杂志，通常女性都装扮得非常的漂亮。
And then a lot of them will give a lot of stories inside about their love life or their divorce or something.
里面讲到他们各种的爱恨情仇离别的离婚的种种的故事。
And so for our society,These become the examples, the models for people.
所以在我们社会当中，很多人就把他们当作是一个偶像。
But Peter is saying, no, don't look at those people as your model.
彼得说，不要效法这些。
Look at the women that are in the Bible.
而是要效法圣经里面那些典范。
They should be your examples.
他们才是应该是你的效法的对象。
It mentions specifically about Sarah.
他很具体的谈到撒拉。
Who was the wife of Abraham.
就是亚伯拉罕的妻子。
And so, these are the women that we should try to follow.
像这些才是我们应该要效法遵行的。
And particularly about Sarah was that she trusted in God.
尤其讲到撒拉她相信主。
I mean, imagine when Abraham was called to, you know, to a different land.
当亚伯拉罕被招到其他的土地当上的时候
，and so she could give lots of reasons why they shouldn't move.
他也可以给一大堆的理由说他们不应该搬家。
But not only did Abraham trust God, she trusted God as well.
不止亚伯拉罕信神，他也相信神。
Now it mentions in those verses that. Sarah called her husband Lord, her master.
这边还谈到撒拉称她的先生亚伯拉罕为主。
And I would say, well, I wouldn't say that you have to, if you're a wife, call your husband Lord.
我不鼓励，我不是说你们大家都要叫你们先生做主人，做主。
My wife never called me Lord.
我的太太也从来不叫我主。
But I think there might be a cultural distinction.
有文化上的区别。
But I think the principle is that even in your words, you need to be very careful.
我想就是，即使你在用字遣词，也是需要很注意的。
That is submission reflected in your speech and your actions.
顺服是反映在你的说话跟你的行为。
And we can even say the right words, but if our tone of the way we say it can say if we are submissive or we are rebellious.
有时候我们虽然说很正确的话，但是我们讲话的腔调、语调、声音不太一样的话，这就不能反映你的顺服。
Now we want to look at the husband.
我们再来看看先生的部分。
It's verse 7.
第七节。
Only one verse.
只有一个经节讲到丈夫。
So the first question is,Why so many verses for the wife, only one for the husband?
你就会讲为什么这么多去讨论妻子，只有一节讨论丈夫。
In that society, women were definitely looked down upon.
在那个社会，妇人的地位是很低的。
That they did not have many rights or privileges.
她并没有多少的权利。
And it was generally the wife would follow the husband in whatever.His religion was.
基本上做妻子的会顺服跟从丈夫的信仰。
But now, with the introduction of Christianity, there were wives who had a different religion than her husband.
基督教传进来以后，有些妻子就信了耶稣，那就跟他们的先生不同样的信仰。
And that presented lots of issues for those Christian wives.
这对这个信主的妻子来说，就产生了很多的问题。
And so they needed more help and more advice.
这样子的妻子呢，他们就需要更多的帮助，更多的 advice.
Because in that situation, they were in a much more difficult position.
因为他们处在一个更困难的环境当中。
And so that's only why there's more verses addressed to the wife.
这就是为什么更多的经节讲讲到做妻子的。
Now, in this verse, it says, verse 7, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel.
这边讲到，同样的，做丈夫的要按情理与妻子同住，因为她比你软弱。
Please notice, it doesn't say for the husband, make your wife submit.
这边不是讲到丈夫要强迫你的妻子去顺服。
The wife is to voluntarily submit on her own.
妻子是自愿的，她自己愿意的来顺服。
And the husband is not supposed to make her submit.
不是先生去强迫她来顺服。
But it says likewise, and so it's pointing back to the teaching in chapter 2, which says Jesus is our example in submission.
这边讲到同样的，就是同基督的样，基督也是这样子来顺服他自己的。
So husbands are not supposed to be this dictatorial leader, but they also are to submit to their wives.
丈夫不应该做一个集权式的一个头，而是也要来顺服他的妻子。
But they submit in a different way.
他们是用不同方式的顺服。
And there are two points here.
这边有讲到两点。
One is that they need to, husbands need to be understanding of their wives.
这边讲到丈夫要来理解、了解他们的妻子。
And there are a number of things that husbands need to understand or know.
有一些事情是丈夫必须要去知道、去了解的。
For instance, husbands need to understand what does the Bible teach about marriage and about headship.And submission.
丈夫要知道圣经怎么样子来教导婚姻，教导什么是头，什么是这个夫妻的关系。
So they need to understand the Bible's teaching.
他们要知道圣经的教导。
But they also need to understand their wife individually as well.
也要个别的认识他们的妻子本身。
They need to study her strengths and their weaknesses.
知道她的优点跟她的软弱在哪里。
And we all have strengths and weaknesses.
每个人都有他的优缺点。
Now, my wife likes to be early to things.
像我太太的习惯就是喜欢提早。
I like to be just on time.
我的话就准时就好。
But then, a traffic jam or something else happens, and I'm frequently late.
可是碰到塞车什么的，我常常就迟到了。
And my wife gets very upset.
太太就非常不开心。
And we've had lots of conflicts and problems because I was late.
因为我迟到，所以我们就产生了很多的冲突跟问题。
And so I began to understand that my wife likes to be early.
后来我就学到了，原来我太太都要做事情都要提早。
And so I said, I want to make an extra effort to be early too.
所以以后我就要更认真的比她更早。
And sometimes I succeed and sometimes I don't.Sometimes But I didn't understand that about my wife early in my marriage.
可是在我刚结婚的时候，我不知道我妻子这些特点。
And so you might study why are we getting to a lot so many arguments.
所以你才会知道说怎么会产生这么多的冲突。
Maybe you have to understand your wife more.
可能你需要更多的去了解你的妻子。
And maybe you need to make some changes to so that you can live knowing.Her strengths and her weaknesses.
可能你要改变、调整自己，来知道她妻子的优缺点。
You also need to understand the stresses that she goes through.
你也要知道她的压力有承受有多大的压力。
For instance, if your wife is a full-time mother, do you think it's easy to take care of the kids?
比方说，你太太是全职的母、全职的妇女，她要怎么样子来照顾家庭跟工作？
Or sometimes even if your wife is working outside the home, and then she's expected to do all this housework and things at home.
她在外面要工作，回来又还要做所有的家事。
So if you live with your wife in an understanding way, you will help her.
所以你如果跟他相处的时候有一个同理心、理解的心，你就可以帮助他。
So, for instance, in my home, my wife is a better cook than I am.
比方说，在家里，我太太煮的菜就比我煮的好吃。
And so, if I cook dinner, people won't like it.
如果我煮的，可能别人就不喜欢吃。
And so, my role at home is to wash the dishes.
所以我在家里就是洗碗的。
And so, I'm pretty good at it.
我很会洗。
And you may say, oh, that's for the lower class people, but this is, I'm living with my wife in an understanding way.
你可能会觉得洗碗是比较低下的人去洗的，可是我是用一个比较同理心的方式，我来做洗碗的工作。
And then the second point for the husbands is that not only to be understanding, but to show honor.
第二点讲到丈夫不仅要有同理心，而且还要敬重。
It says in that verse, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel.
要敬重你的妻子，因为她是软弱，比你更软弱的器皿。
Now, what does weaker vessel mean?
软弱的器皿是什么意思？
Does that mean the woman is inferior?
是讲女性比较低劣吗？
Well, we certainly understand that for most men, they are stronger.
对大部分的男人来说是比较强壮的。
And for most women, they are more delicate.
大部分女性是比较纤细、比较柔弱。
When my children were young, we used to have two sets of dishes.
当我孩子还小的时候，我们有两套的餐具。
One set was made out of hard plastic called Melmac.
一套是 Melmac， 就是硬的塑胶做的。
And so when the children dropped a plate, it would not break.
小孩摔碗了也不会破掉。
Melmac was very strong.
这是很坚固、很牢靠的。
So when we're at home, that's what we use.
我们在家就是用那一套餐具。
But when we have guests come over, we don't use those dishes.
我们有客人来的时候就不用那一套了。
We use the fine china.
我们用很好的瓷器。
And the fine china is breakable.
这很好的瓷器是很容易碎的。
It's very delicate.
不小心就会破碎。
But we only reserve it for when we have special guests.
我们平常留着是只有特别的客人来的时候才接待客人用的。
So when Peter is saying wives are the weaker vessel, he's saying women are like fine china.
彼得讲到妻子是软弱的器皿，就是讲到他们就好像这个瓷器一样。
It says show honor to the woman as the weaker vessel.
要敬重他们是比你软弱的器皿。
And so you need to be careful with your fine china.
你在端这个瓷器的时候，你就要小心。
Because you don't want it to break.
你不要把它打破。
It's very expensive.
因为很贵重。
And so you treat it with extra care.
所以你就要更加小心的去。
I believe this is what Peter is trying to say here.
彼得就是要这样子告诉我们。
You need to recognize that your wife is very precious.
你要承认你的妻子是很贵重的。
That we need to show honor and respect to our wives.
我们要敬重我们的妻子。
Proverbs 31:10 says, "An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels."
箴言31章讲到才德的妇女，谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。
So we need to show the husbands need to show honor to their wives.
所以做丈夫的要敬重他们的妻子。
Please note, this verse also reinforces the equality of men and women.
这个经节再度的强调到男性跟女性的平等。
Because it mentioned here, wives are heirs with their husbands of the grace of life.
因为讲到他是与你一同承受生命之恩。
There's also a warning here.
这边也是有一个警告在这里。
It's a warning to the husbands.
是对丈夫的警告。
It says, if you don't live with your wife in an understanding way,
你如果不用按情理来跟你的妻子生活相处，
if you don't show her honor,
你不敬重她，
then God may not answer your prayers.
可能主就不听你的祷告。
Because he, as a heavenly father, will discipline us and withhold things that he wants to give us,But because of our disobedience, he will discipline us.
慈爱的天父，他想要把各种好的东西都给我们，不过他也有他处罚我们的方式。
So in this passage, we've seen that the wife is to be submissive.
这边讲到丈妻子要顺服丈夫。
We've seen that the a husband is supposed to live with their wife and be understanding in the way they live and show honor to the wife.
丈夫要按情理，有同理心，理解，敬重的方式来跟妻子一起共同生活。
And so the question is, who's going to start first?
问题是谁先呢？
When I first got married,
我刚结婚的时候,
I spent my first year in seminary.
我第一年是在, 神学院过的。
But my wife and I had lots of conflicts.
我太太跟我就起了很多的冲突。
There were either verbal conflicts or there were long periods of silence in our apartment.
或者长期的冷战。
We were not, we were so mad at each other, we wouldn't even talk to each other for a couple days.
都没有见面，好几天都不说话。
And meanwhile, I'm going to seminary.
同时我又去神学院。
And I was thinking to myself, maybe, I wonder if anyone got divorced in this seminary.
我就在想神学院有没有人离婚的。
Because that's how serious it was.
因为已经很严重了。
And, but then as I was taking a course on the family, I learned a lot of things.
可是我上到一堂家庭的课的时候，我就学了很多。
I began to learn what does the Bible say about marriage.
我就学到圣经是怎么样的教导婚姻。
What does the Bible say about the role of the husband and the role of the wife?
圣经怎么样子教导丈夫跟妻子扮演他们的角色。
And so I got the knowledge down.
我就学到了。
But then I said, well,She's not very submissive to me.
我就讲她也没有很顺服我。
So I'm not going to be showing her any honor.
我也不用太敬重她。
I was waiting for her to take the first
step. 我要等她先来顺服我。
But then I read, oh, our example is Jesus.
可是我看到了啊，原来我们的典范是基督。
Did he wait for us to humble ourselves before him?
主耶稣有没有等我们谦卑顺服以后，他才来爱我们？
The Bible says that.While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
圣经讲到，当我们还在罪人做罪的时候，主就已经先爱我们。
So, even though Christ is the head of the church, he submitted himself and died for and sacrificed his life for us.
尽管基督是教会的头，不过他还是爱我们，为我们死。
He took the initiative.
他首先爱我们。
And so I said, I think I've got to treat my wife.First, in a nice way.
我想我肯定要先对我太太好一点。
And then later on, my wife responded.
后来我太太也回应了。
And so since that time, you know, I can't say we don't have any arguments.
从那个时候开始，我也不能说就完全没有冲突。
But you know, we have a much more harmonious marriage.
我们就有了更和谐的婚姻。
And this year we've been married 40 years.
今年是我们结婚40周年。
And I would say these concepts, once I apply them in my life, they work.
我就讲到今天的这个经节，这个概念运用到我的婚姻当中，这是有效的。
Because these are not man's ideas; these are God's.
因为这不是人的主意，是神的意思。
And so, don't wait for your husband to improve or your wife to improve. Apply it to yourself first.
所以不要等到你的太太或你先生先顺服或先敬重你的时候。是你自己要先采取主动。
And as you apply it to yourself, you will see God working in a very powerful way.
你这样子做的话，你就会看到神奇妙的作为。
Let's bow together and pray.
我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We know that these concepts are not easy to understand.
我们知道这些概念是不容易懂的。
And perhaps even more difficult to apply.
甚至要执行的时候更困难。
And so I want to pray particularly for each married couple here.
所以我特别来为一些婚姻来祷告。
For each husband, each wife.
每一个丈夫，每一个妻子。
Help them to understand your word.
帮助他们了解你的话语。
Help them to apply it to their lives.
帮助他们可以运用在他们的生活当中
，in particularly the area of submission，
尤其在顺服的事上。
Help us to look to Jesus Christ as our example，
帮助我们可以效法你作为我们的榜样。
that Christ is our example in submission, he's our example in headship as well.
基督是顺服的榜样，也是做头的榜样。
We pray that you would heal a lot of the marriages here.
希望你来治疗，疗愈我们很多的破碎的婚姻。
That there's a lot of unhappiness, a lot of issues in the marriages.
有很多的不幸福在这个婚姻当中。
Pray that these families can reflect Jesus Christ.
我们为这些家庭的婚姻可以来反省，来祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.